time for the E21 Go Sports Podcast. Now, here's your host, Easton Durant.
Hello and welcome to E21 Go Sports. I'm Easton Durant. In today's episode, I'll be talking about Deshaun Watson trade rumors, Super Bowl preview, and Kevin Durant's historic season. To start off, Deshaun Watson has officially asked for a trade from the Texans, and today there's been a lot of mock trades that I've seen, and I stand by the trade choices from the other day that I made. I think that those are amazing landing spots for him, the Jets being the best team, the best trade for the Texans to move forward, and a lot of other people have predicted a trade for him that doesn't have a quarterback being traded in those. I for one, very much like the safety quarterback, the idea of a quarterback that, just in case they are not able to get, or if they're able to get Justin Fields or that guy, they still have a really good quarterback that is proven in the league, and I think that that's the Jets trade, because Darnold has shown that he is good in the position that the Jets need to, and I think that if he was just given a little bit more options, I feel like he could be an amazing player. And I would hate to see Darnold be on a different team than the Jets, but I just feel like for the Jets, on a Jets standpoint, this is the best possible trade for them. There's no doubt in my mind that this shouldn't be an instant trade the second that this is offered, if this is even offered by the Texans. But I just think that the safety quarterbacks, and I think that any team that should trade with the Texans should have to trade a quarterback in that trade package. I just think that it's the smartest thing to do for the Texans and their future. They got rid of DeAndre Hopkins, and I felt like that was the first show in the Texans' future that they were not going to be able to do well in the next couple of years, and I felt like that showed that they're going to be unable to win. I felt like they had their window for a while. They had the amazing 1-2 combo with Watson to Hopkins, and I felt like they wasted a little bit of Hopkins' career and a little bit of Deshaun Watson's. Because I feel if Watson was on any other team, if DeAndre Hopkins and Watson were on any other team than the Texans, I think that that would be a title contender. I feel like that they could win, and there would be no doubt in my mind that they would be going to the championship round. They'd be going deep in the playoffs and maybe even get a Super Bowl win on any other team. See, if you just plug them in to the Colts, or even if you just plug in Watson to the Colts, then he would be going to then they would be able to beat the Bills in that game, because I felt like the thing that lost it for them was the inability to have a quarterback, or have a good quarterback that wasn't Phillip Rivers. And moving over to other news, Ben Roethlisberger wants to return to the Pittsburgh Steelers for the 2021 season, but for that to happen, the team and its quarterback must make some difficult decisions. The salary cap decreased because of a drop in revenue due to COVID-19 pandemic, and Roethlisberger has a $41.2 million deal for 2021, and they're going to have to figure that out. Owner Art Rooney said, "Ben wants to come back. We've left that door open. I think we've been upfront with Ben and letting him know that we couldn't let him back under the current contract. I think he understands we have some work to do there. We'll have more conversations internally, and we'll have more conversations with Ben. And we'll have to know what the cap number is to finalize some of those decisions." Roethlisberger said he would talk with his family before making a concrete decision to return for the 21 season, but he hoped the Steelers would want him back if that's what he decided to do. But will Rooney and the team give him an opportunity to write his own end to a storied career? That's the final question that I have there, and I mean, over the season, Ben Roethlisberger was amazing. He came back from that injury last year, and I think that he's been wonderful all season. But I think the main reason that they lost in the playoffs was because of Juju and Claypool. I felt like they were too cocky in that game, and I felt like they have become the Antonio Brown that everyone has hated. And Juju was, when he came to the league, was one of the most lovable guys to start. He was the young hotshot, and everyone liked that. But now that everyone feels like he's dove into that hotshot personality, and he has just become too cocky for them. Moving over in other news, Kevin Durant has been on fire this season with his stats almost exactly with Stephen Curry's unanimous MVP season. The Slim Reaper has 30.5 points per game, 7.5 rebounds per game, 5.5 assists per game, and is shooting 52% from the field. I touched on it yesterday, but with James Harden recently going to the Nets and KD playing like the madman that he is, the Nets are an easy lock for the Naismith Trophy this year. Kevin Durant has been on fire. He is definitely going to be, could be the comeback player of the year, but I think that he has his sights set on MVP, and I think that Kevin Durant deserves it. One of the reasons that the Warriors were so dominant when he was in Golden State was because of Kevin Durant, and it was always Steph who got the recognition that was there, but I feel like that a lot of it was should have gone to KD, and then them going to the finals will definitely be a lock, I think. James Harden is scoring 24.5 points per game, 6.2 rebounds per game, and 11.1 assists per game. He's shooting 45.3 from the field, and I just think that Kevin Durant has been playing amazing, and so has James Harden. He's hit the Nets with strides, and I feel like they've just been unstoppable, except for the Cavs losses. I think that they are going to do amazing and go really far into the playoffs. He's definitely the best player on the Nets, and I think that it is an early lock that unless someone is able to slow down Kevin Durant, he will be the MVP. And unless somebody is able to slow down the Brooklyn Nets, they will be in the finals. I think that it's going to be a great season for the Nets, and I feel like they have a bright future ahead of them, and I just think that everything is going the Nets' way, except for the Kyrie saga. But I mean, I feel like that could be obtainable, and that they just need to control him, I feel like, and they could be golden. And even though he's been unpredictable this season in showing up to games and his attitude around the game, he's still scoring 27.9 points, 4.8 rebounds, and 5.8 assists. See, that's a big three that almost all are averaging above 24 points per game. They all have five plus assists, and they are just going to be great, I feel like, if they're able to continue and ride this hot streak and the stats that they've been riding. It's going to be a great season for them, and I think that Brooklyn is going to be good for the first time in a while, and they have the young core to do it, and they have the veterans in being Harden, Kyrie, and KD that I feel like can lead them to the finals. Moving on, as the Super Bowl gets closer, we'll start previewing it more and more every day. Right now, my early pick for the game is the Chiefs. I think that Mahomes is the new GOAT and is the new face of the league. I think that the Chiefs will be the new team in the future, and I think that they can go back-to-back this year. In my opinion, the Mahomes to Kelsey combo is one of the best combos in the league, and I think that it could even be compared to the prime Brady to Gronk combo. What we'll be looking at today is a big factor, and this will be the Chiefs defense versus Tom Brady. The last time that they played, it was a high-scoring game, but I think that if the Chiefs defense was able to play, or are able to play, as well as they did against the Bills, then I think they'll be able to hold Brady. He had three interceptions versus an okay defense in Green Bay, and if Tom Brady did this bad against the Packers, then how is he supposed to do well against a team that has the best offense in the league or best defense in the league? I just don't think that Tom Brady will be able to play well with this defense. I think that it's gonna be a tough game for him, and he's gonna have a tough go against this amazing defense. Tyrann Mathieu is leading the secondary for the Chiefs, and I think that Tom Brady will be unable to keep up with the Chiefs defense. I think that they're just super overpowered against him, and they were super overpowered against the Bills, and I just think that this is going to be a great, great matchup, and I am honestly super excited for it. Sorry for the short episode, but thank you for listening to E21 Go Sports. I'm Easton Durant. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at E21 Go Sports. Thank you.
You've been listening to the E21 Go Sports Podcast, a production of Cogger Podcast Network.